this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
With our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Welcome to the Red State Town Hall program. I'm your host, Primo Mondoni. My co-host, Ken Brown, will join me in a couple of minutes. Please visit the show's website at redstatetownhall.com. While you're there, be sure to like us both on Facebook and Twitter. If you wish to contact us, the email address is Primo, P-R-E-M-O, at redstatetownhall.com. My show is broadcast here on Red State Talk Radio, America's premier grassroots conservative internet talk radio network. The show is also syndicated through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podomatic, TalkStream Live, Player.fm, Roku, and at least a dozen other websites. You can listen to the station using their Android, iPhone, and BlackBerry apps. Visit the station's website, redstatetalkradio.com, to download the appropriate app for your smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, you can listen using any phone on the station's 24/7 listener line, provided by TalkStream Live by dialing the following. For Studio A, 605-562-4209, and for Studio B, 518-712-0045. Before we start the show, let's give a shout-out to our AM, FM, and digital affiliates. WDDQ FM 92.1, Adel, Georgia. WSFB 1490 AM, Talk 97.7 FM, Quitman, Georgia. WJNW AM 1650, Hermitage, Tennessee. Talk Radio AM 1620, KTFL, Gilbert, Arizona. WMQL Radio FM 105.5, Brevard, North Carolina. Kaufman County Talk Radio AM 1680. KCTR, Terrell, Texas, Tax Pro Radio, Gainesville, Georgia, WCNR Digital, West Virginia, and K98Talk.com. Now let's bring on my co-host from Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Ken Brown. Mr. Brown, how you doing this evening, today, sir?
wet, cold. It's, the rain stopped, but it's still getting cold now.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think, high about 30-something today. I forget.
Yeah, I was telling you that earlier, I just watched a hawk outside my window have a squirrel for breakfast.
Oh, really? You ever had squirrel meat?
We had it one time. My mom made it one time, and we went squirrel hunting when I was a kid and brought back some squirrels, and mom fixed them, and we started eating them and realized that she didn't get all the six shot out of the meat.
So, all the buckshot, whatever.
Well, it wasn't buckshot because that was annihilate a squirrel. It's six shot.
Oh, yeah, that's probably, I hadn't thought about that.
It was like, be careful. We didn't get all the pellets out.
Eating all the lead, right? I've had squirrel, I think, once or twice. My brother-in-law used to go squirrel hunting, and of course he went deer hunting and all that kind of stuff. And I've had deer meat, squirrel meat. Saying is, not with deer, but with squirrel. And if you've ever had frog legs, people say,
I've never had frog legs.
I've had frog legs, and I've had gator meat. I've had quite a bit of stuff like that. But frog legs and squirrel, I can tell you, it pretty much tastes like chicken for the most part.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's the old saying, but it really is true. It doesn't, you know, whatever. Deer meat's a little different, though, if you've never had deer meat before. I guess you probably had that, I guess. But
That's gamey. I don't really like that too much.
Yeah, it's a little bit gamey. It's similar to beef, but not really. It's different, that's for sure. Okay. Enough of meat talk. I guess we need to get started. First story. This is a story from, let's see, the Daily Caller. Yeah, that's posted on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Russ Limbaugh had an article where he was talking about Al Gore's Armageddon clock was hitting zero this past week after 10 years of Al Gore claiming that we're all going to die due to global warming and all this kind of stuff. That Florida would be underwater and New York City and all this kind of nonsense. And if you go back and read this stuff of what he said 10 years ago and 20 years ago about all these predictions, about all these things are going to happen, it's laughable.
It is. How can people take him seriously anymore?
Well, they're the same people who voted for Obama. So same sort of thing. I don't know. I don't understand how people are so. My whole thing with the whole climate change thing is, I will agree with one thing: we do have climate change. That is absolutely a fact.
And climate changes.
Yeah, climate changes every single day. Like yesterday, it was 50-something degrees, and today it's 30-something degrees. So that's climate change. So, you know, live with it.
Well, technically, it's. That's weather changing. Climate is supposed to be a pattern of weather.
Well, that's true.
But even the pattern of weather changes. It's not. It's never a solid science. If the pattern of weather was always the same, why would we have weather people? You know, why would we have the news and that kind of stuff? It always changes, and the weather is never an exact pattern. Never.
Well, I know, and the thing that two things that just stand out to me is. The same people who claim that we have this climate change are the same people who cannot predict with any certainty what the weather will be 1 year from now, let alone 100 years from now.
No, but they're always right.
Right. But
no matter what happens.
Right, but they can't do a year at a time, and they can't even do a month.
No.
And then on top of that, these people can never explain to me, at least to my satisfaction, if all this is due to man-made global warming, if man is responsible for this, how do you explain the ice age? Right?
We're supposed to have another ice age, right?
Well, that's true. They predicted that too back in the 70s. Yeah. But my point is, if we got the ice age and man had nothing to do with it because we had no industrial, this was before all that. This is pre-industrial. Matter of fact, it's pretty much pre-man. So what caused the ice age? And then let's just take it a step further. How did we come out of the ice age? Man had nothing to do with that either. There's just cycles that we go through. And I think it has more so to do with the sun than anything else. I think the sun has certain periods of where it has maybe more solar flares than other periods. And I mean, just sun either gets hotter or it gets a little cooler. And that, I just don't think man's got a hell of a lot to do with it.
No, I was watching a week ago. The Bear Grylls, the Bear Grylls, the guy that the ex Royal Forces officer.
I've heard of the show, but I've never watched it.
Bear Grylls is the what's the guy? the outdoorsman, you know, that lives like on the land.
Survivalist or something, exactly. Whatever.
Well, Obama was on his show, and his latest show has been getting celebrities and taking them into the wild and living for a couple of days.
Oh, good Lord.
And then get, you know, having them do some challenging things. And, I mean, he does some really challenging things, and things they go, well, this is nuts, you know. And, well, Obama didn't do anything really, really challenging.
Of course like not.
And, but it was in Alaska, and, of course, the whole thing was about climate change. You know, it was just a big climate change commercial is what it was.
Right.
And they were talking about the glaciers. They showed the glaciers and they showed the melting of the glaciers. Well, number one, he's there in the summertime.
Right.
So yes, the glaciers do melt in the summertime.
Yep.
And they showed the water coming, you know, trickling down off the glaciers and stuff. I'm like, okay. It is summertime. You guys are wearing real light jackets. I've been to Alaska in the summertime. You wear a light jacket in the summertime. You just do. And but there's also, if you think about the ice, I kind of think of it this way. I think the ice goes other places. Like, there's supposed to be this big melting of ice, right, that Al Gore predicted that California and Florida be half underwater, all kind of stuff.
Right.
But there's now more ice in the Arctic Ocean than there has been in years. So I think that's what, you know, I think that's the way the world is. You know, the glaciers are melting. Sure, the glaciers melt in the summertime. And they've melted more than they have normally. I think that's true, too. But there's more ice in the Arctic. So, I mean, isn't that maybe the shift? The shift is more north into the Arctic Circle than down right. Alaska's only half in the Arctic Circle, if half. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows, you know?
Well, I mean, the thing is, nature is nature, and the audacity of people to think that man is going to really have much of an effect on nature, I think is silly. It's just...
Well, it's silly to think that we're going to get India and China and those places that have a billion people to do what we want them to do. I just don't – unless we go in there and take them over, it's not going to matter a hill of beans, Primo.
Well, yeah, like we've talked about before, even if we did all the things we said we wanted to do to try to help the problem, India and China's not going to do squat.
I know. I mean, and they of all people have got to get on board for that to happen, and that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
No. And
so what? I mean, we don't do anything. We affect, if we were talking about that too, you know, less than 1%, like 0.25% of the whole world as far as our carbon output, and if we stopped today, it wouldn't mean hardly anything. It wouldn't even be a dent. So, I mean, I just don't. I mean, the whole thing is stupid.
Well, these people apparently, again, liberals and progressives, it's all about the warm fuzzies. It's all about, does it make you feel good, and do you think you're doing something for the planet, and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah, it's all about the...
It never has anything to do with logic. It never has anything to do with plain, cold logic. It never does.
Well, no tell us behind. It sounds great, don't it?
Yeah.
And 10 years later, or actually 15 years later, now we go, no tell us behind was a monstrosity. And now that everybody knows it, but the whole time is no child left behind. It sure sounds good. Little catchphrase, you know, climate change. I'm going to save the world. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I want to save the world. I don't want to leave children behind.
Well, you know, the thing is about progressives and liberals, their entire thought process doesn't go much deeper than a bumper sticker.
Affordable Care Act. That sounds great. Yeah, I want care, don't you?
Well, here's the thing. Now that you brought that up, when it comes to government programs, whatever they title the bill, it's usually the opposite of what is going on.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Well, in this case, Affordable Care Act, definitely, it's the exact opposite. it's not affordable. We beat this horse to death, but it's just, and the thing is, you know, when this new period comes in, when they start enrollment again here soon, it's already been predicted that rates will go up another 20%+. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, ever since Obamacare has been in effect, rates have gone up every single period. It's not gone down in any. And we were all told that we would average $2,500 per family, that we'd save money.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the farthest from the truth.
Yeah. Just like that stimulus back when Obama took office, you know, shovel-ready jobs. And he actually came out. I'm shocked that he said it, but he said that those shovel-ready jobs weren't as shovel-ready as I'd hoped.
Yeah, that's one of the few times he actually had a little bit of truthfulness in what he's saying. And most of the time, he's lying his butt off.
Yeah, but he laughed about it after he said it.
Yeah, he did. And he was on some sort of a panel. They were talking about job creation or something. And he made a joke and thought it was funny. And thought, well, it's not funny for all the people who are out of work. But 94 million now Americans are out of the workforce?
Yeah. And then, you know, it just drives me nuts when you listen to a panel on TV and somebody brings up, well, the unemployment rate is only 5%. We're doing something right. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, we don't count those people that give up work and not looking for work anymore and just decide to leave it. They change the numbers. They change the way they take the numbers.
Oh, yeah. We talk about that. And by the way, the website, if you want to actually know what the real unemployment rate is, what the real this, that, and the other is, shadowstats.com. I mean, it just, you take all those government figures and then it shows you, in most cases, it shows you how it used to be done. So you can actually look to see what happened in the past and compare it accurately. And then it also shows you the way Shadow Stats figures it, what the real rates are for whatever it is you're looking for. You know, it's just amazing. Like when it comes to inflation and, like I say, job growth, which, by the way, in December, there was some good news this week. I think 292,000 new jobs, which is actually pretty good. We have to say that's a pretty good number for a 1 month total, except there's one problem with that, Ken. What do you think it is?
Well, the first thing I think of when I hear that, I think of a lot of that's part-time work.
Bingo, exactly, because of the Christmas season. Well, I mean, of course we had job growth in December because a whole lot of people got hired part-time to handle the Christmas rush. Mm-hmm. And guess what? When they go back and adjust the numbers, which they always do, the numbers will be different. And then when you start looking at January and February, you'll find out that most of those jobs are now evaporated because Christmas is over.
But I think that's also that ever since Obama came on board, that the most jobs that are created are part-time jobs.
Well, yeah, even jobs that are more permanent, that are not just because of Christmas, they are, in fact, the vast majority are part-time because most companies are putting everyone at part-time so they don't have to cover them under Obamacare.
Yeah, the rates with Obamacare, they wonder why it's in the death spiral is they can't afford it because the rates keep going up, so they don't do it like they hope that people will get in there, especially the young people, to shore it up and to firm it up, and those people don't do it, so it's falling apart on its own.
Well, it's a vicious cycle and a death spiral. There is no way this law can pay for itself. It's just ridiculous, and the fact that they keep pushing it, it's just crazy.
And then you got the people that, you know, okay, there's what, 20 million or so that are, I don't know if that's even a good number or not, that are now quote unquote covered because of Obamacare, which he said would be more like 200 million, but not 200 million, 50 million. But if you do away with Obamacare, there's the predicament. And you're taking 20 million people that are now getting care. What do you do with them? You know, do you got to cover them with something because, well, we've already started covering them. And so now we can't go back and just tell them, you have no coverage. Once you give them a government program, you got to keep, you know, keep it going.
Well, I mean, that's true. I mean, once you get something like this going, it is awfully difficult to get rid of any type of government program, whether, you know, whatever we're talking about. I mean, I think I said last week or two, we were talking briefly about Social Security. I was explaining that Social Security is a total freaking disaster. It always has been from day one, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it wouldn't have been.
Yeah, we still have it.
Well, it wouldn't have been a really total disaster if they had stuck to the guns of what the original plan was.
Well, if Congress had kept their mint
their off paws of
the,
off of it, yeah,
off of the Social Security Trust Fund and left it alone,
yeah,
it would be better than what it is. Yeah.
But the best plan, the actual best plan, is just to people put money, to take the money and put it in their own thing. And instead of that, and taking the money and putting it, giving it to the government, and if you actually took it and invested it, that money would be worth a whole lot more.
Oh, Lord, yes. I mean, there's the absolute worst thing you can do is when it comes to retirement or anything like that, is let the government have it.
Yeah. I mean,
you'd do better off, literally, you'd almost do better off putting it under your mattress. I mean,
it just drives me crazy. I know it drives you crazy too. When I talk to somebody and they're in favor of Obamacare, in favor of some government program, and I go, tell me one, give me an example where the government does something good. Just tell me give me one. Just give me one. And they'll say, and they'll just stammer and go, well, maybe the military. I said, okay, I'll give you the military. But guess what? There's a lot of money wasted through the military. A lot of money. In fact, so much money, they can't even go back and track it. But I'm okay with that because that's their job. Healthcare is not their job. And they get into it and they can't throw it out. They just have to throw money at it to fix it. And they can't fix it because it's become such a huge problem that they created.
Well, that's the thing we talked about before, is that Congress is always anxious to fix what they've already screwed up to start with.
Yeah. Yeah. So hence Obamacare. Now we got Obamacare in there, and it's not repeal Obamacare now as much as what are you going to replace it with? And I want to go, oh, why do you have to replace it at all? Here is the problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I've said before, we do need to have changes in our healthcare system, but they don't need to be big government monstrosities like Obamacare. It needs to be done in free market ways. That's just not the way to go about it. I mean, we totally went the wrong path on this, and I think almost even people who are not quite bright are starting to figure out that this is not working. You know, at least I hope so.
Well, this guy, you know, this guy in office, this is his only thing that's actually passed through Congress. And of course it was totally Democratic when they had the control of the House and the Senate. This is the only thing, other than when he signed executive order, that he's done through the correct channels. Yeah. The only thing. I mean, the deal with Iran, all that stuff's not through Congress. And so all that can be erased by the next president.
I hope so.
Yeah, it can be, and that's why, you know, it's of course he vetoed that repeal of Obamacare thing just recently, but that's his only real concrete legacy that can't be taken away by the next president.
Well, hopefully it'll take some effort. I mean, it's going to get Obamacare out of the system tooth and nail. It's gonna take quite a bit of effort, but hopefully it can be done and we can replace it with something that will actually work for the American people. We're just about out of time. Got to go to break. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't even have Obamacare on the menu today. We spent probably 3/4 of the time in the first segment talking about it, which that's the way it goes here sometimes. We've got other stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about Obama's gun policies, about Benghazi, Muslim refugees, this police shooting in Philadelphia, and these Iraqi refugees that have been indicted on terror charges in California and Texas. We'll do that when we come back. Thank you for listening to Red State Town Hall. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Hi, this is Jeff Carlisi from the band 38 Special. The mainstream media has failed the American people once again. Internet radio networks like Red State Talk Radio will not fail you. Tune in 24 hours a day, studios A and B. Great conservative programming around the clock. Red State Talk Radio, the dominant force in internet conservative talk radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom36.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 36.com. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom36.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 800-610-3497 and get your 44 pills for $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-610-3497. 800-610-3497. That's 800-610-3497.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-7159 and get 2 bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-7159. That's 800-554-7159.
Hi, this is Primo Mondoni, General Manager for Red State Talk Radio. We've been bringing you the very best in grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio for over 5 years now. One thing I've learned in those 5 years is that internet radio is a tough, competitive business. And if the station is going to advance that next level, it's going to require a significant increase in investments in both personnel and infrastructure. Our listenership grew by 42% in 2014, and with our ever-expanding listener base, it's time that we begin the move to a more listener-supported model to provide the station's future financial needs. Therefore, we're asking our loyal listeners to consider making a donation to help us reach our goals. Monthly subscriptions begin at only $2 per month.
So please, help us restore conservative principles to our republic. Visit our website and become a Red State Talk Radio supporter today.
Red State Talk Radio. The Talk Monster.
The path to restoring our republic was laid down by our founding fathers. The principles of freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, and limited government are conservative ideals we will never abandon.
America is listening.
Grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio. It's on the internet. Tune in now. Red State Talk Radio, featuring some of the most popular internet talk show hosts in America today. Are you listening? RedStateTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we're back. All right. First of all, we got a bunch of stuff run down the last half of the program. Obama's executive orders for guns is coming soon. He had this town hall meeting. And what I thought was neat, there was two things. Kayla. Oh, what's her name? The wife of the American Sniper. Gosh, what was her last name?
Is it Ty or Tate? What's her name?
Eh, geez.
I saw her. I don't know.
Anyway, she stood up and she talked a little bit about gun control with Obama. Did a pretty good job. Kyle, isn't it? Kyle?
Kyle, yeah.
Last name's Kyle?
That's the last name.
Yeah. Kayla, something like that. Taylor, Kyle, or something. I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names, but anyway, she did a pretty good job. And also this sheriff from Arizona,
Taya or Taya, something like that.
Yeah, Taya. Maybe it's
Taya.
Is that the way it is? T-A-Y-A. Yeah. Okay, Taya then, I guess. And this sheriff from Arizona did a pretty good job too. However, every time they pointed out something that didn't make sense, Obama gets his turn, and what does he do? He just rambles on and on. After a while, you forget what the hell the point was, and what the hell is he talking about?
That's what he's good at.
Oh, yeah, no, he's good at that. You have to give him credit.
Well, I mean, you have the bully pulpit, so once you start talking, you can just keep talking. No one's going to interrupt you.
Yeah, you're president of the United States. So.
Yeah, no one's going to interrupt you, so you can keep going and going and going, and then you finally lose it. You go, what was I talking about?
Well, you know, I think sometimes, and this is, I'm trying to give the press a little bit of credit. I think sometimes when the press are interviewing him, and they give him a good question, actually a good question, and he starts rambling on like that, he goes on so long that they forget what the hell they even asked. And yeah. Then you get to the end of his statement, and you're going like, well, okay, and you just move on to something else because you don't even remember what the hell, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Just like, let's just do something, anything else. Just do something else. Another question.
Two or three other things we'll be sure and get in here. Did you see this interview? The Daily Caller had this interview with some of the Benghazi soldiers were being interviewed, and they were saying that they believed the victims' families and not Hillary on this whole thing about the video. And we talked about this before, Ken, not just the fact that she sit there and lied to these families with their flag draped caskets in the background. She literally in her public remarks said the same thing, said she blamed the video when she stood up there giving her speech. And that's for all the world to see, and she still denies she did that.
She's a liar. There's nothing. I think what they should do, and I've said it before, they should do this. Whoever the nominee is should have those people, those family members.
In a commercial.
In a commercial saying she lied to me, to my face, in front of my loved one's casket. She said it was a video. She said it was a video. I tell you, Primo, that's just what stronger message can you get through to people that she's a liar?
Well, to have the families do that, and then when you do that, you reinforce it with her actually saying that at the Air Force
base. Yeah, exactly. And the split screen, and it cuts over and lets her to her talk, you know, about the video.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's all you got to do. I really think it's. I mean, that's all I would do. I'd hammer her how much she's a liar, because she is.
Yeah. Agreed. Well, you know, Europe's. Have you seen see a story? There was a story from townhall.com. It's on redstatetalkradio.com. These Muslim male refugees are gang raping women in Europe. And did you hear the disgusting part where this, she was a, I can't remember what official it was, maybe the mayor of a German city or something. And she said that, women in their country are going to have to start modifying their behavior so they don't get raped. Basically, blaming the women
for
being raped.
Yeah.
It's almost as if, well, you shouldn't have been by yourself. You should have been with other women. And
that's almost like the Philadelphia mayor. You know, how he came out and said, this has nothing to do with Islam. The guy says, "Allah Akbar," or something, and he tried to assassinate that police officer.
Well, I mean, the guy that actually, first of all, this guy was dressed. The guy who shot this police officer in Philadelphia, he was dressed in Muslim garb. He had on these robes they wear, whatever. He sits there and flags the cop down. Goes right up to the window. He shoots. Now reports say 11 times, and some reports say 13 times. Let's just say several times, a lot of times. He starts trying to kill this officer. He hits the officer. Now think about this. He shoots at least 11 times, maybe 13 times. He only hits him 3 times. But 3 is enough at close range like that. And the officer is lucky to be alive, first of all. But the officer returned fire and wounded the guy. Actually, he shot him in the buttocks, as the paper says. So basically, he shot him in the ass. So that's good.
I'm glad he shot him. I'm just glad he's still alive and he got out of the car and actually chased him.
Yeah, okay. I'm amazed. And then he had some pretty serious injuries. One of them was to an artery in his, because he got hit in his arm, and it's like this main artery in your arm got severed, and he was bleeding bad.
Yeah.
And he's lucky he's alive, and he's going to have multiple surgeries, apparently, to correct all his problems. But they say he's going to be fine. I mean, it's like, so that's great.
Yeah.
But the guy, when he's captured and they take him in, he tells the homicide detectives that, you know, at first he didn't say anything. And then he finally says that, you know, he pledges allegiance to ISIS, and that policemen are enforcing laws that are contrary to Sharia law, and blah blah blah, and basically, you know, he's going. All he's doing is repeating that his allegiance to ISIS and Allah and blah blah blah, and one of the police officers, like a captain, is telling all this, and then the mayor gets up and immediately says, "This has nothing to do with ISIS, this blah, 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 blah." And I'm thinking, what the hell? Were you not just listening to your own police chief?
Yeah, he said, "This has nothing to do with Islam." And I'm like, wait a minute. Did the White House just call you?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I'd think, okay, somebody in the White House, Valerie Jarrett, somebody's called to listen. Do not make this Islamic. Do not. And I'm, because this sounds just like it's come out of Obama's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, it almost sounded like talking points with the White House.
It does.
And the thing is, I think he's a newly elected mayor in Philadelphia. And of course, Philadelphia, they normally elect progressives, you know. And so I'm just guessing that, like you said, he probably got a phone call before he ever went out there and gave a statement.
Yeah.
Now, I can't prove that, but.
No, but I'm sure. I bet he did.
I bet he did. I bet he got a call from somebody.
Well, it was just like the guy in Texas. You know, the I can't remember the fort. but
Fort Hood.
Fort Hood. And they said it was a
workplace violence.
Workplace violence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This administration, they can't. They're amazing with how stupid they are.
Is it any wonder people don't feel safe now? Is it any wonder?
Well, is it any wonder that people don't trust their own government?
Well, yeah, but I think this is the reason Rand Paul's not doing better than what he is. This is why Jeb Bush is low, bottom of the polls. I mean, it all makes sense when you look at the whole big picture.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's very little faith in the traditional politicians these days. That's why Trump and Cruz are doing so well.
Yeah.
And let me get this out real quick. There's an article from the Daily Caller again on RedStateTalkRadio.com about Iraqi refugees indicted on terror charges in California and Texas. Now, one guy is directly related to ISIS, and the other guy, that's not really clear, but both have been arrested for terrorist activities, is I guess the easiest way to explain it. Now, these people, Ken, have been here for a while, and they were vetted, right?
So-called.
And here we go. Here we go again. Now, why do we want to bring another 10,000 refugees from Syria when we don't even have a good handle on the ones we already have?
Well, it just shows you our vetting process is not. I mean, I wouldn't even use the word vetting because that's not what we do.
Well, you know what's funny about one of the guys that was arrested? I can't remember if it was the one in California or Texas. I don't remember. You know what one of the things he's being charged with?
Hmm.
Guess. He's being charged with lying. When he was asked about his terrorist activities.
He's charged with lying?
Yeah. And so I'm thinking, well, if I were an ISIS guy or an Al-Qaeda or whatever, just pick your favorite terrorist group, and I'm coming in as a refugee, and one of the questions on the forum is, are you a terrorist or are you planning on committing terrorist acts? How many people, and we know the answer is zero, but how many of those guys are going to say yes to that question?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's what's so dumb. I mean, to think that people are going to honestly answer you. If you're a terrorist and you're being interviewed and you're trying to get in the country, what kind of a moron do you have to be to think that you would answer a question like that truthfully? I mean, what's the point of even asking questions for? And I'm concerned.
The whole thing is moronic.
Yes, it's nuts.
And then they go on TV and say, oh, we're vetting them. We're betting we're really doing a good process here. So don't worry about that. Don't have any reservations about it. I mean, we've talked about it before. 10,000 Syrians, and let's just say, what's 1%? Let's just say half of 1%. How many people can they kill?
Yeah. Well, we already have open investigations in all 50 states for terrorist activity. Isn't that enough?
Yeah.
Why do we want to invite more? Yeah. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they can shut the border down. Just shut it down. If you're from, and the thing is, even though we could do this, even if you just shut down all Muslim immigration from Muslim countries, we already know that people are making fake passports. You could be a Muslim, you migrate to Belgium or someplace like that, and then, of course, you don't really screen the people from Belgium as closely as you would someone from, say, Kuwait, you know? So even that doesn't really work. And think about how many jihadis you have in Great Britain, for example. And, of course, the UK, I would suspect, for the most part, people who come here from the UK pretty much get a kind of get a green light, for the most part, because the UK, England is a great ally.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just nuts.
Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, we don't have a lot of time left, but we need to get to this Hillary thing. Well, we may have found a smoking gun on Miss Hillary.
Another smoking gun.
Another smoking gun. Which, by the way, they released this new batch of emails. Remember all the time, Ken, when they release these things, they used to do them during the holidays, them weekends. Now they're getting slick and they're doing them at 1:30 a.m. in the morning. This last one was at 1:30 in the morning when they released these emails. Well, unfortunately, a few journalists have gone through this stuff, thank God, and they found this bombshell email that shows that Hillary instructed her advisors, people who work with her, to strip the markings from sensitive talking points. In other words, they were trying to send something, and they were afraid to send it through their email server, which was, of course, a private email server, not a government email server. And Hillary told them to basically strip it to where it doesn't show up as classified, mm-hmm. so it can be put through the system. And that is...
That's wrong. That's a felony.
It's a felony to do that.
Yep.
And there have been several people who are with who have been with the Justice Department in the past who are talking about this FBI investigation. And it's been predicted by several people, including Judge Napolitano, and they're saying that she's going to be indicted. That assuming the FBI plays it straight and doesn't play politics with the thing, they're not going to have any choice but to indict her, and they say it'll happen in either January or February.
I don't see, with this thing, I don't see how you cannot indict her.
This is, like I say, this might be the smoking gun. Now, the fact that there's been over, I think, what's the number now? Over 1,400 emails that were classified? And she says, of course, she never sent any of them, but... Mm-hmm.
They weren't classified at the time.
At the time is what. And I'll tell you another thing is, she says, here's another Clintonian trick.
Yeah.
She always says they were not marked as classified. Well, the problem is that on
why
a lot
would
of that
you
stuff.
Mark?
So the problem is a lot of the stuff that she's talking about are not marked. Because they don't do that. It's some of it is understood that it is classified. You're not supposed to have it in the public realm. It's like the email she got with satellite data. You never are supposed to have that stuff where it could be accessed anyway. It's just nuts. You don't do that. And she should know that as Secretary of State. And if she wants to be Commander in Chief and President of the United States, you'd think she would know that too.
I just keep thinking, okay, these are the ones, these are the emails she kept. What are the ones she deleted?
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. And the thing is, the FBI supposedly looked at, remember, they did finally get the server, and they say they were going to get most of that stuff off. Well, you know what? I hadn't heard anything about all that kind of stuff. And
yeah,
so God only knows what's in there.
Yeah. You would think there's a whole lot more smoking guns in there.
I just can't believe she's not already locked up.
I can't. Yeah, well.
I mean, anybody else, if it's you or me.
She's a criminal.
Can you imagine, Ken, if we work for the State Department, if you and I work for the State Department, and we are exchanging emails about sensitive information through our Gmail or Yahoo accounts. That's essentially what she's done. And matter of fact, it's probably worse because her email server probably has less security than Yahoo and Gmail.
I really think she believes that she is above it all.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about that.
She thinks her crap doesn't stink, she thinks there's nothing she can't say or there's nothing she can't do that she can't talk her way out of.
Well, that's what Clintons do, right? Pretty much.
She needs to have a hard fall here. She needs a real big dose of reality. She needs to be behind bars. Then Joe Biden can have his wish and get back in the race.
Yeah, you know what makes you wonder what's going to happen there? I mean, we've talked about that before. If Hillary is indicted, and if she's indicted, she has to be out of the race. If she can run for president and be under federal indictment and win her party's nomination, there's something wrong.
there is something bad wrong.
Yeah, I would think so. That's just like you would think that would eliminate you and that you'd be taken off the ballot and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? She's so cocky. I'd be willing to bet that she would fight tooth and nail to keep her name on the ballot.
Yeah, I'm sure she would.
Because she would think, well, I'll be exonerated, so why not? Mm-hmm. They won't find me guilty. I'm Hillary.
There's no fire here.
Yeah. It's like I get so tickled when I saw a report about this. We were talking about this Philadelphia shooting where this Muslim guy was shooting this cop. And I get so tickled when I know they had to do this because of legal reasons, but one of the reporters said that the alleged shooter did this. And I'm like, wait a minute. We've got him on video freaking tape.
The alleged shooter.
Shooting. And, I mean, it's clear what the guy did. There's no doubt what he did. So can we not just drop the alleged thing? It's kind of like the thing with the Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky dress. Remember they were talking about Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Supposedly he allegedly did whatever with Monica Lewinsky. And I was like, no, there's no alleged. We got DNA proof that he did. You know, good God almighty. Hey, real quick before we go, we only got about a minute left. I want to apologize for our show from last week has not been published yet. And the reason is real simple. Where we upload our shows at Podomatic, there's been some sort of a hitch and we've not been able to upload the show. I tried again this week and actually I had a user email me, Ken, on Saturday and she said, I listen to you guys every Saturday morning. That's the only time I have to listen. And your last week's show wasn't posted. What's going on? And I explained to her what was going on, and I submitted a ticket. And they actually listened to our show on iTunes, but it has to be first uploaded to Podomatic, and from Podomatic it goes to iTunes and Stitcher and all these other places.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because I was I've gone on Stitcher looking for it, and I couldn't find it.
Well, that's exactly why I forgot to tell you. And I'm working on it, and hopefully I'll get an answer and they'll get it posted. So hopefully in the next day or so, we'll have last week's show posted. And of course we'll have this show that we're doing now. We'll have it posted because it will, hopefully we'll get them both on the air. Here's, both in the archives, hopefully real quick. So, okay, Kim, we're out of time. You want to take us out?
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth. Ronald Wilson Reagan, our 40th president of these United States.
That's it. We're out of here. We'll see you next time.